Whether it's a smoothie at 7 a.m., French toast at 4 p.m., or a bacon and egg roll at midnight, this is the podcast for you.
It's delicious.
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Matt, what do all the lights on your car mean when they pop up?
Oh, yeah, I tell you what, when that happens, I just turn off the car.
Yep.
And turn it on again.
Yep.
And hope that they all go away.
Well, the problem is I've been getting a new one each time.
Ooh.
First one is like, well, it's not the, I don't think it's the oil, because is the oil the little genie lamp?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, because it's one that looks kind of, it's like an orange tap that you can turn on, sort of, so that's on. Then the little car with swervy wheels with a cross through it is on.
Okay.
And also the cruise control light is flashing, which doesn't usually happen.
It doesn't sound good. I feel like the next light that's gonna is gonna be a skull and crossbones.
Yeah. I'm a little bit worried about that. Anyway, if only I went to car school instead of podcasting school, I might know what's going on with quite essential things.
Well, Alex, I've been on a plane just over the weekend.
Well, I really hope a pilot doesn't have to ask this question. People who fly planes.
Save your lame-o four wheels for someone else, because I'm cruising up front these days, and I got a few stories about what did or didn't happen on my weekend travels. So that's coming up a little bit later on.
We're also going to be checking in with producer Bron and Clickfish. And look, we better just say up top, shout outs to you if you're in another lockdown situation. I hope you're going okay.
Yeah, you boys, Matt and Alex, we are here for you, thinking of you, and we hope you enjoy this show. Let's get stuck into it.
Here we go.
Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Yes, we do hope your weekend was great, no matter where you were. I was stuck indoors, new house, lockdown, internet company, hadn't changed the internet properly. No internet. So that's great. It's what you want, isn't it?
Well, I mean, spare a thought for all the florists in Melbourne.
Oh,
I was reading an article about that. I mean, that's a sting. All the restaurants who brought all the fresh produce for their special Valentine's Day menus.
Goodness me.
Down the drain. So commiserations. But I was in Brisbane, and tell you what, you wouldn't think there was anything going on. It always surprises me how different parts of this country can be going through completely different things. Well, that's what I was out and about, having a good time. But it was really great to see my dad for the first time in so long. I haven't seen him for a year now. He hasn't seen Sophia for a year. So we got to go and catch up for a couple of days.
She would have grown so much in all that time, you know.
She's a different person.
From 18 months to 18 months. Like, it would be such a new experience for him seeing, because last time he saw her, she would have only been, what, 18 months old?
She was 18 months old then, yeah. And yeah, so she's still 18 months. But she's so much bigger now. It's weird. It's so weird.
Yeah, it's strange.
I didn't just hang out with the fam, of course. I actually did a few things around about the place. And because I had such a lively weekend, I thought it would be time for the return in 2021 of this segment. That's right. Australia's favourite podcast game is back. You know it, I know it.
Asterix.
It's
does
time.
Not indicate whether it is
one favorite. Of these things didn't actually happen. One of these things is not true.
That's right. Matt usually gives you three options of things he did on his weekend. Two of them he actually did. One of them didn't happen at all. And if you guess correctly, which is the fake, then you get to take out a prize. And today, playing for the final The Briefing face mask, it's Wayne from Perth. G'day, Wayne.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? Hey, Matt. How are you?
Not too bad, Wayne, although not the best for you. The mask mandate in Perth just come off and you could be winning a brand new mask.
Oh, you know what? I've just burned through all my disposal ones, so I'm always good to have one on tap for next time it happens. So I'm more
absolutely.
Than happy to
and these are very nice masks. You can wear them, you know, mandate or not. I don't think it has to be a law to make you look good in one of these babies. So let's hopefully get you winning, Wayne, but I'm not going to play easy on you, okay? I've got three very tough ones that I'll be very surprised if you get this right. How are you feeling? Are you confident?
Yeah, look, I'm Yeah, I'm going to give it my best and see how we go. I am a researcher by profession, so I'm hoping I can use that a little bit to narrow it down.
Okay. Well, when's the last time you caught a person out in a lie?
Look, it's been a long time, but I think that means I'm due to do that. So
He's ready to go.
All right. All right. Here we go. Wayne, the researcher from Perth. Let's kick things off. Okay. All of these events that happened to me across the weekend involve meeting rather famous Brisbane legends of sorts. Okay. So here we go. Right. So which one of these things didn't actually happen? I saw Broncos footy legend Kevin Walters waiting for some fish and chips. Okay. B, I met the boyfriend of Amy Shepherd from the band Shepherd at the airport.
Oh, man, these are real deep Brisbane cuts here, aren't they?
Or C, I met Kate Middleton at a Brisbane brewery. And by Kate Middleton, I don't mean the actual future queen. I mean the star behind this lead vocal.
She's a good fat kid. She don't make no fuss. She's gonna pick up all that dust.
That is right. Okay, so three people of Brisbane royalty there.
I mean, I can't get over the fact that you actually did meet two of them, because packing that in a weekend is incredible. But it means one of them didn't happen. Wayne, over
ask
to you.
Me
what do you reckon?
Wayne,
you
get, ask me anything.
You get three questions. You get one question for each.
Okay, so the Broncos legend for the first one. You were waiting for fish and chips, is that right? And then you saw him there.
Yeah, he was waiting. He was waiting before me, actually, and I went in, walked past him. He looked at me, and I looked at him, and then he looked away immediately. I think he thought, uh oh, this guy recognizes me, and he didn't want to chat. He ordered some calamari, just the calamari pack, and the calamari looked so good it inspired me to get a couple of rings myself.
Okay.
Well, okay. Tell you what, if the fish and chips are good, if you like the fish and chips, you got to put a ring on it, don't you?
And actually,
chuck a ring on it.
And actually, when he left, when he got his pack, they said calamari pack, and then Kevin Walters said, yep, and then they said, cheers, Kevy, have a good one, mate. So, you know, that's how well-known Kevin Walters is around Brizzy. Everyone
or he's just a regular on the squid.
Anyway, next question.
Okay, so you met Amy Shepherd at the airport. Was this on the way?
No, excuse me. I met Amy Shepherd's fiance at the airport. Thank you very much.
Fiance at the airport.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Have you met this person previously? Did you know?
No.
So you just recognized him, but haven't.
No. We just got talking, right? Just by coincidence, and then he said,
"How'd you get talking? What was the first thing?"
Because we were in the Virgin Lounge and Sophia was being loud and I apologized to him, right, because she was being loud. And then he was like, that's fine. Very brief chatting. And then you've met my fiance. What was that?
By the way, I'm a fiance of someone from Shepherd.
Then he said, you've actually met my fiance.
Your daughter's a pretty good singer. Reminds me of my fiance.
Because Shepherd performed on Thursday FC in 2013. All right. So there you go. And so we got chatting him then.
I tell you what, that smells a bit fishier than the calamari there, Wayne.
What? That's how it happened.
Well, that's all right. That's your next question, Wayne. Right.
Yep. So, okay, it'll last one. Kate Middleton.
Okay. Kate Middleton at the brewery. Well, at what point in your trip to the brewery did you meet her? Was this after a few beverages or just kind of you walked in?
No, pretty early on in the night, and I spotted someone looking at me, and I went to the bar, and then they came up behind me and said, look, Matt, I know this might be weird. I just wanted to say hello, and I'm only saying hello because I am Kate Middleton from the Good Vacuum song. And I was like, oh, my God, you have no idea how much I listen to that song.
No, her voice back to front. Did she sound just like the song?
She didn't perform live. I didn't put in the request. Begrudgingly, I'm a bit annoyed about that. But we did take a photo, and I do have a photo if you want proof, which I'm not going to show you now because unless you believe me. All right. So, I might even chuck that up on the Instagram, Matt and Alex Instagram, if it happened.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
All right, take your guess. Okay. Do I see Kevin Walters at a fish and chip shop, Amy Shepherd from Shepherd's Boyfriend at the Virgin Lounge, or Kate Middleton, the singer of Good Vacuum at Newstead Brewing in Brisbane? Which one do we do?
Well, to me, I think the you do enjoy a beverage, I know that. So the brewery, I think, is quite likely, but at the same time, that seems the most likely and the most believable, yet I'm not sure it happened.
Oh, so, he's throwing the old red herring in the batter and chucking it out at you.
Yeah, look, I'm thinking, you know, the Instagram post. I don't know if you're trying to sway me to think that's true, but...
Ooh.
Fish and chip shop. I reckon that's probably a goer. Airport. Sophia, 18 months old, crying. Look, I'm going to go to Kate Middleton as the one that did not happen.
Is false. Well, Matt O'Kine.
Is false.
You got it so wrong. That was the first person I saw in my whole trip. Kevy Walters at the fish and chip shop, who's in some media saying Broncos looking good in the preseason so far. But who I did not meet was Amy Shepherd's fiance from the band Shepherd.
No.
I did meet him several years ago, but not this time. Right? And that was in an Uber.
Based on a real story.
So that was in an Uber. So it did happen.
Pre-baby. Yeah, I smelled a fish there. But Wayne, I'm very sorry. We still have a final briefing mask up for grabs. But we appreciate you playing nonetheless.
No worries. Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Cheers, mate. You, mate. Catch you later.
Have a good one. See ya. Bye.
Keep your eye on our Instagram stories if you do want to potentially win that final mask and take it home for yourself. But there you go, Matt O'Kine. You've fooled another one.
I am the bamboozler. That's what they call me. And I'm back. The bamboozler's back.
Coffee?
Yeah, coffee.
A seventh coffee never hurt anyone.
Well, I feel a buzz.
I think I'm ageist when it comes to doctors.
In what sense? You want old or young? Or you want that sweet spot in the middle?
I feel like older.
No! Wrong answer.
Wait.
Incorrect.
Do you want younger?
I would prefer younger doctors.
What?
If I'm going to be honest with you. Because
their degrees, they
went through years of medical training. They've got the most up-to-date information. Back then, doctors were prescribing the smoothest cigarettes to people. You know? Have your Camels, that's the one that gives you the smooth flavour.
Yeah, but I feel like an older doctor has seen enough stuff that they've seen it all. Do you know what I mean? They're not going to be surprised by anything. And so you could pull out anything and they'll be like, oh, yeah, don't worry. That's a thing.
I think that's good anecdotal, you know, evidence. But I think training-wise, these days it'd be a lot better, wouldn't you say?
Well, I mean, it's not like I'm talking about, I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to go to a doctor and they, I don't know, what's some old thing that people,
well,
you know, they,
I don't want to go to a doctor and have them
start drilling holes in my head
to leeches
alleviate
on
me
you.
Of my insanity, you know, like I'm talking about, like they still know what they're doing.
Do you ever go along? I think it's only old doctors that would hit you on the knee with that little hammer.
I've never had one before. Oh wait, no, I think I have. And I always, because in the cartoons they really kick.
Yeah,
the kick like always hits the doctor in the head, but in real life, it's just not a.
Yeah,
there's not much going on, and then the cough with your bits as well, like. Have you ever done that?
Put the paddle pop stick in your mouth and say, ah.
Oh, no, I mean like when they hold your bits, your balls.
Oh, you mean they cup the purse.
Yeah, and get you to cough. I mean, I've done those things before as well. And
never had the doctor.
I'm trying to decide whether I was doing it to myself or if a doctor did it. I really can't remember. Anyway, let us know. Look, there's no right or wrong answer to this, all right? So just let us know at matt.n.alex. Or if you're an old doctor or a young doctor,
yeah,
maybe we want an insider's doctor, you know, maybe we want an insider.
Yeah, I think we need
let us know, because I tell you what, actually, I would love to know, get an insider doctor, because I've seen doctors Googling before, and that doesn't fill me with hope. But of course, it's just as important a tool as anyone.
The only good thing is the young person knows why the bloody web browser's not working. What does 404 mean?
The old doctor tries to check your symptoms, ends up with a virus.
The worst part is when you're watching an old doctor Google the symptoms and he's got about 15 taskbars that he's added down from the top.
Okay. So let's just say up front, we've been horribly rude. Okay. So save your hate mail, we know. Yeah. We understand. We've been rather offensive.
Yeah, podcasters telling old doctors that they're no good. The absolute gall of us, Mattokine. I don't think we can fully comprehend how big a wankers we're being
now. Imagine getting home from surgery, like tearing the mask off, just saved another person's sight, whacking on Matt and Alex. I got ramen stains on my pants from yesterday.
I'm not wearing jocks. Like, literally, these running shorts have inbuilt jocks, so I'm not wearing jocks right now.
Oh, so
but
look.
Old doctors, rubbish.
So look. We take it all back. We're very, very sorry. We love you to bits.
All doctors are wonderful. Thank you for all you do.
Order up. Just how you like it.
Perfect.
Click, click, click.
Click, click, click.
Clickfish.
Clickfish.
With producer Brun.
Yes, it's time for our Monday rundown of the news that is making news on all the bad news sites. Helping us out to click on them where we resist. It's Brun, our producer. Hello, Brun.
Hello.
What's been happening this weekend, Brun?
So I'm in Melbourne, so obviously in lockdowns, I watched two full seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race plus two new episodes. So it was a big weekend for me.
Don't pretend that you did that because of lockdown, Bron. Okay. Lockdown or not, you would have done that, I feel.
Yeah.
Very nice. But luckily you were also diligently doing your job, which is looking up some tripe. What did we find?
So, first headline, someone tried to prove that the Gorilla Glue Girl was a fake but ended up in hospital instead. So, have you guys seen the Gorilla Glue Girl story?
I don't know the Gorilla Glue Girl, but I do feel it'd be a good tongue twister.
Mm. I clicked.
You clicked?
Yep, I clicked.
Gorilla Glue Girl.
Why.
Did you click on? Did you know original Gorilla Glue Girl, and that's why this article tempted you? Or
I haven't clicked on whether it's fake or not. I clicked on the original Gorilla Glue Girl.
I don't
even know why. Like, even thinking about it now, there's not a headline in the world could have enticed me into caring about this.
All right, you better tell me what a Gorilla Glue Girl is.
We've got some audio from the original Gorilla Glue Girl.
I use this Gorilla Glue Spray. Bad, bad, bad idea. Yo, look, my hair, it don't move. You hear what I'm telling you? It don't move. I've washed my hair 15 times and it don't move. Stiffwear.
Okay, so that sounds like a video that is about to get its own remix.
Gorilla Glue. Our Gorilla Glue is like this incredibly powerful glue.
Yeah,
it's like the most super gluey super glue.
Yeah, it's super glue. So Tessica Brown, she posted a video, that video there, where she was saying she used to use this spray to keep her hair slicked down, but she ran out of it, used this Gorilla Glue spray instead, and basically her hair was stuck down for a month. She had to go to the emergency room to get it all taken off. So she had to have a surgery, basically, where a doctor performed a procedure on her. So she luckily had 2 inches of, like a few inches of hair left, which was very lucky. But this guy thought that she was taking the piss, thought she was joking. So he said this.
That shit ain't true. I'm going to show y'all something. I got some Gorilla Glue right here. I'm going to take it, put it on this cup, put it in my mouth. Then I'm going to be licking and get it off. It's easy. Gorilla Glue garbage.
In his mouth.
Wait, so what?
So he got a red cup, like one of those cups you have for beer pong.
Yeah.
Super glued it to his mouth to prove that it wasn't that strong, it wouldn't stick.
Over it like a beak.
Yes. So basically it was on his lip. It kind of went over his nose.
Over his nose as well. So both air holes. Yep.
Yep. And then he had to go to the emergency room to get it off. And so
why? He could breathe.
He said that a doctor had to perform a painful peeling, and if his wound doesn't heal, he'll need surgery to remove his top lip.
Oh,
so
what?
It's gone out of control.
Are you kidding me?
You know who I feel the most sorry for here?
The gorilla.
The Gorilla Glue graphic designers who now have to make space on the packet to say, don't put this product in your hair or use it to glue a cup to your face. And they've got to go and make the font smaller, and they've got to change everything.
It's, yeah, it's such a tough glue that apparently it's used mostly on metal, wood, and plastic. So,
dear, oh,
and lips, apparently. That's what you need. All right. Thank you for that, Bron. What's up next?
So this one is wife's brutal Valentine's Day gift to husband. It's from The Sun UK.
Brutal Valentine's
Day wife's gift. Wife's brutal Valentine's Day gift for her husband.
Mm-hmm.
A home gym.
No, a new watch because he's always late.
No, so she got him.
Street directory to find the G-spot.
Some extra small condoms. Extra small condoms. Look at that.
No, so she got him a parcel with all the women's photos that he's liked on Instagram.
Oh!
That is brutal, savage. Wow.
So she made him like a little display of shame where she got little wooden sticks and had them in a little arrangement with all the photos.
That is actually quite savage. I appreciate that.
Was it done in like jest or was it a pre-breakup kind of thing? Do you know, Bron?
I'm pretty sure it was done in jest, but still, it seems like a breakup is coming.
That's a solid I'm watching. Hey, wow.
Well, let's just go to Instagram now and see what Matt has liked recently.
Someone tagged me under Justine Schofield's photo again. 6 years later. Oh, my God.
That is a deep dive now. You need the scuba gear, much like Justine has in that photo, to get down that deep.
All right.
In her feed and tag at Matt O'Kine. Bron, third story.
So, headline, meet Lulu, the unexpected recipient of a $5 million inheritance.
Do we want to meet Lulu? Matt, do you know who Lulu is?
Lululemon?
Nope.
Is it a dog?
Yes.
Okay, then it's a dog of a $5 million inheritance. Whose dog would get $5 million? Paris Hilton's dog.
No, so it's just a random businessman, but he left
Not like the daughter of Steve Jobs or someone famous like that? Or
It's Bill Doris.
Nice. Okay. On your Bill.
So he had an 8-year-old border collie called Lulu. He died last year and left all his money to his little dog.
Oh, Lulu.
So $5 million.
Well, that's just a waste, isn't it?
No.
Honestly.
Lulu would have given him that much companionship and mateship and love.
What the hell is Lulu going to do with $8 million? Lulu just needs a simple kennel and some canned food and that's it.
I'm sure you can get some extra wet, nice dog food.
That annoys me. There's people dying here, man. There is like people who need food every night. Dogs find their own food.
Not anymore.
Oh my, what? Are you guys in favor of the dog getting in the millions?
Well, I'm not sure what's
How's the dog
going to
sign the acceptance forms?
I can't even remember its PIN number.
You know how long it takes ATM dogs to remove money from the ATM?
It's going to Bill's neighbour, who often looked after Lulu. So Bill, who was unmarried but was a very successful businessman, he said that, he's giving it to the neighbour, who the money will go towards looking after Lulu and a small compensation to the person he's left it to. So a human is getting some sort of money, but it looks like most of it's going to the dog.
I'm sure the neighbour's going to be spending heaps on the dog. Oh, I was just chatting to Lulu. They need a new gazebo for the pool.
Just bought Lulu this Xbox. Looking forward to playing it with them. All right, beautiful Bron. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
We'll catch you later.
Well, Alex Dyson, I don't know if it's a matter of art. What is it? Art replicating science? Science replicating art?
Isn't
that the saying?
Life replicating art?
Oh. Well, that too. Anyway, I don't know if it's a case of life replicating. Look, the whole point of this is someone texted in some merkins on our Instagram page.
Oh, right? Someone sent us some photos of merkins.
Well, Lewis, right? Lewis is with a couple of underscores in there for good measure. Texted in a screenshot of the Northern Beaches Buy Swap Sell Advertise page.
Okay.
Someone's selling a couple of merkins. Merkins for the collector, a nighttime fashion. So there's...
Oh, man, I love nighttime fashion as a thing. Okay, Matt's holding up a photo.
So one's very dense.
They are some thick merkins.
Well, what the top one is, the top one is very thick.
Yeah.
The bottom, I mean, it goes thickest to quite wispy and light.
The thick one looks slightly unrealistic. I am looking at a photo, merkins, of course, being wigs for your pubic region.
Yeah.
And, I got to tell you, that is... What I'm looking at is a thicket of merk.
Well, it just got me excited. I mean, now, knowing that now merkins are being sold on the northern beaches, which for a long time, you know, has been held as some of the highest real estate in Sydney.
Absolutely. You know,
a lot of cash
flowing
going around that area.
And but very little pubic hair, I would I would probably guess. If you're chilling up on Avoca Beach, you're going to want to wax it.
So that is a perfect storm for what we're trying to make.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Matt O'Kine the Turkin is on the way, the merkin you can use on your head. It's made of your own hair, so you know it's going to be fitting very, very well to your look. So it's just getting the juices flowing.
Well, that's it. I mean, it just goes to show that there's a demand. Mm. But also, you know, I was thinking over the weekend, right? There's been a lot of chat about OnlyFans.
Yeah. No, that's starting to... I'm hearing references to it on like breakfast television.
Have you been on it at all before?
Never been on it.
I've never been on either.
When you got Koshy and Sam and Carl and... Alison Langdon, and then some commentator popping up and mentioning, and everyone has a laugh.
Every week.
When Michael Rowland's chuckling away at a reference, you know it's hit the big time.
Every week on news.com there is OnlyFans stories. Mm. Some golfer's got an OnlyFans. Some, you know, person who, you know, used
some
to...
some candlestick maker. They're all making a little on the side, aren't they?
Making thousands of dollars a month.
Yeah.
On OnlyFans, I promise, I can't say this enough. I've never been on it. Right now, I say that so many times that I'm sure people are like, that doth protest too much.
But
I haven't. So I don't even know what it is, like how it even works. Mm. But I figure when this merkin / toupee, i.e., the world's first turkin, comes through, people are going to want to see proof of it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. It is, I mean, we certainly don't want our Matt and Alex accounts suspended.
No.
On the regular family-friendly ones for some, you know, quite, what I'm expecting to be, some pretty saucy stuff, okay?
So So I don't know. Should we make an OnlyFans account? Is that what we're doing? Do you make them?
You did throw the idea out there at me, and I also don't know how it works, but I feel that could be an option.
Can you get, wait, if you've got an OnlyFans account, if you're one of these people who is making squillions.
Or if you're a person who's watching some hot stuff.
Well, you know? I don't care about the people who are watching it. I want to talk to the people who are actually out there making the content.
Right.
Who understand how we, as two entrepreneurs, can put the toupee merc and the turkin out there.
Right. So you think that these are going to be good enough pics of your hair from when you were a teenager that was shaved off, kept under a staircase for 15 years, woven into a wig you could wear downstairs.
Upstairs and downstairs, yeah.
As well as up. You're suggesting that people are willing to pay for photos of this.
Oh, I don't care about the money. I'm not interested in money right now. I just want the platform.
Okay, so for those who will keeping track, Matt has never been on OnlyFans and he doesn't care about the money. Those are the two things that you can take to the bank. Because okay. He said it.
Well, like...
One of these things didn't actually happen. One of these things didn't actually true.
Okay. Maybe the answer is not OnlyFans, by the way. I don't know. Yep. That's just the only one of those things that I know. But if there's some other site that we can get on board beforehand, you know, before old mate IndyCar driver's doing it and
put turkin pics on Clubhouse.
What's that?
We don't have time. But I'm with you. We do need a way to get pics of it out. We don't want our account suspended. A place that can host this. And, you know, you said you don't care about the money, but maybe we could organise a charity thing. Maybe we can have it for free, but it's just a good place potentially for it to sit. But this is, mark in our words, more investigation is required.
Okay, but the long story short is...
Neither of us have been on it. Oh, that's the long story short. We just want to emphasise.
All day breakfast. With a cup of tea with a tea bag stuck in it. Mm-mm.
Yes, thank you very much for listening to All Day Breakfast today. Very much appreciate your company. Thank you to producer Bron for giving us a little bit of clickfish. But also, before we go, thank you very much to producer Bron for giving me a Valentine's Day chocolate for yesterday. Thank you very much, Bron. That was very nice of you.
Oh, no worries. Enjoy.
Thank you very much. Although, I should say, my... ex-girlfriend would not have been happy with the amount of X's you put on this post-it note.
Spill the tea, day. Alex. How many have we got?
I did go excessive on the X's.
Oh, wow.
Happy V-Day. Love, Bron. XXXXX.
Oh, my. That's...
But, like, three X's on top, two at the bottom.
Yeah.
So it's not that crazy when you look at it.
Like the Olympic rings of kisses.
Yeah, it is the Olympic rings. But I must say, Bron, my ex-girlfriend would not have been happy.
Why?
Had you have done that.
Was she angry
we got in a little bit of an argument one time because my manager at the time had sent me a book for me to read. It's like, oh, here's that book I was telling you about. You know, get it back to me when you can. Name and then an X on the end. And we had
just
a big
one
argument.
X.
A single X. And this was only one.
Oh, my God.
I was told in no uncertain terms that people shouldn't be putting X's on the end of notes. It was not good. And, you know, that is fine if that's your thing. I think it's just a very nice thing, Bron. It doesn't mean anything's going on.
I did the same thing to Marshy as well, so.
Oh, that's, Alex has got a chocolate. Yeah, Marshy's got a chocolate. Where's my chocolate?
Mate, we're in lockdown here. Can't get anything to you.
You get no X's, none of yours.
Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Love yes.
That's it. The All Day Breakfast Kitchen is closed. All the links are at mattandalex.com.au.